USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While deaths from the coronavirus in the United States are mounting rapidly, public health experts are seeing a flicker of good news as the second surge of confirmed cases appears to be leveling off. Scientists aren't celebrating by any means, warning that the trend is driven by four big, hard-hit places, Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas, and that cases are rising in close to 30 states overall, with the outbreak center of gravity seemingly shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. It's not clear when deaths will start coming down. COVID-19 deaths do not move in perfect lockstep with the infection curve for the simple reason that it can take weeks to get sick and then die from the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "I think it's very difficult to predict the future." The virus has claimed over 150,000 lives in the United States, by far the highest death toll in the world, plus more than 500,000 others around the globe. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news. Maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As major cities are announcing their schooling decisions for the upcoming year, Washington, D.C. has added theirs by saying public schools will begin the year virtually on August 31st, according to Mayor Muriel Bowser. Bowser seemed to allude to the teachers' union unwillingness to return to the classroom as a factor in her decision, and she said, "You know, I'm going to speak candidly. If we don't have teachers who want to come in person, we will have to find another set of adults who will." Herman Cain, the former presidential candidate and former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, has died from coronavirus. He tested positive for COVID-19 on June 29th and was hospitalized July 1st after developing symptoms. Cain was a co-chair for the Black Voices for Trump, and his last public appearance was at President Trump's June rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cain was also battling stage 4 colon cancer, and at the age of 74 was considered an increased risk for the coronavirus, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A bus driver of Asian descent was physically assaulted in San Francisco while trying to enforce mask rules. The driver, who was employed by San Francisco's Municipal Railway, or Muni, was struck by a wooden bat several times while attempting to escort three men off the bus when they refused to put on masks, according to the San Francisco Police Department. Officer Robert Rueca, the department spokesman, said a preliminary investigation does not indicate race is a factor in this assault. No arrests have yet been made. The three men reportedly boarded the bus without wearing their mask. After they refused the driver's order to comply with the facial covering requirement, the driver pulled the bus over. An altercation ensued as the driver tried to escort the men off the bus and they fled the scene. New studies are showing that COVID-19 symptoms can linger for weeks and months after a diagnosis, may be wide-ranging, and include everything from joint pain and fevers to hair loss and double vision. In fact, those patients, self-nicknamed the long haulers, reported experiencing 98 different symptoms in a survey that was just released. According to Natalie Lambert, an associate professor of medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine, said they're not quite sick enough to be hospitalized, but they are suffering from very severe symptoms for longer times while staying at home. Lambert partnered with a COVID-19 support group called Survivor Corps to survey patients on the group's Facebook page about their symptoms. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.